This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we have an abbreviated show tonight. We're starting off right off the bat with a great guest. I want to mention what Ted Cruz said, though. Ted Cruz said Democrats want to run your health care, but they can't count who stands under a sign in Iowa. That's how pathetic they look after this caucus. The results that are in, as of now, show Mayor Pete as the winner. Mayor Pete as the winner. In second place, Elizabeth Warren. In third place, excuse me, in second place, Bernie Sanders. In third place, Elizabeth Warren. And in a distant fourth place, it also ran Joe Biden. Joe Biden's people very upset. They don't believe it was right. Something's wrong with the count. They can't get it right in Iowa. The Democrat Party disaster. And you know what the biggest news of all was? The enthusiasm factor. Nobody showed up for the Democrats. Bad turnout. Huge record-setting turnout for the Republicans, even though Trump's a lock and there's no one really running against him. The enthusiasm through the roof. All good signs. Great day in Trump land. Here on the Wayne Allen Root Show, we got our guest, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. JohnSolomonReports.com is his website. John, welcome to the
Good to be with you.
Yeah, I was trying for a long time, but you must have the sound off. All right, here we go. So, State of the Union address tonight. Before I get to all the shenanigans of the impeachment and all your investigating, I just want to get an idea from you of what we can expect from President Trump's, I would assume to be, gloating, celebratory State of the Union address tonight.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot to celebrate. The direction of America is very strong. And as you noted, the Gallup poll shows a remarkable approval of his handling of the economy, way higher than the Democrats have achieved in a long time. I think he'll be, a lot of people say, will he mention impeachment? Will he go down that road? I think he's going to keep it on the high road. He might make some veiled references to the failure of impeachment, but I think his real focus is going to be on where the country has come in the last 3 years under his leadership and where it could potentially go if Democrats just simply pitched in and tried to get something done other than impeachment. And I think that will be, it'll be a very Reagan-like, I think. I expect to hear a very Reagan-like speech, optimism, proposals and ideas where bipartisan cooperation is possible if the Democrats just simply would end all these attacks and engage on actual policies.
Well, you know what I think is great is that President Trump can, you win the war when you fight the enemy on their ground, not on your ground. And Trump, during the Super Bowl, had that wonderful commercial lauding Alice Johnson.
Absolutely.
Going after black Americans, celebrating what he's done for minorities in this country, for the Prison Reform Act and the black unemployment, Latino unemployment. This guy is fantastic. So I looked at his State of the Union guests tonight, and it looks like quite a few of them are minorities, quite a few of them are African-American, and it looks like to me Trump is really going after Democrats on their own home turf, and he's saying, I can get a large portion of the black and Latino vote, and I'm going to go after it while you're all still busy defending and trying to hold your own voters. I'm going to be expanding my tent and getting new ones. I think it's great news.
He's been on offense from the beginning, and his coalition has always sought to take away constituencies from the Democratic Party that no longer find a home there. So in the first election in 2016, it was the blue-collar worker, and now minorities, all those enjoying in the economy, all those happy to see the prison reform and justice reform that he achieved, he has the potential to build a coalition unlike anything the Republicans have seen in a long time. And most importantly, in addition to the economy and the prison reform platform and all of these things that he has on his checkbox, you can see in the polling numbers that I get that minority support, Asian support, and Hispanic support is growing and growing way beyond what a Republican president needs to win. So if that holds, if that translates into voter votes in the fall, he's going to have a very strong election re-election.
You know what I say? I'm Jewish. What about my Jewish people? Come on, guys, wake up. This guy's the greatest president in history for the Jewish people and for Israel and for an economy. So many Jewish friends of mine are small business owners. Donald Trump's the greatest president ever for the Jewish people. Where are you? Wake up, man. Wake up. All right.
I actually think there's a lot of movement on that front, too. I hear a lot of polling member movement there as well.
Good. I hope so.
Yeah.
So, look, let's segue to Adam Schiff, because I love talking about Adam Schiff. His timeline is wrong. You say the Ukraine started the Burisma probe months before Trump raised the issue on that infamous phone call. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, listen, this is the fallacy of impeachment, and this is a fact that Adam Schiff cannot run from, but he does not mention. But here's the truth. President Trump in July 2019 could not have asked the Ukrainians to start an investigation about Burisma, as he's been accused, because 4 months earlier, on their own, because they got their own evidence, new evidence of wrongdoing, the Ukrainian government opened the investigation itself before they talked to Rudy Giuliani, before President Trump ever had a conversation with President Zelensky. And the reason they opened it was because an agency that Joe Biden helped create in 2015, I call it the FBI of Ukraine. It's called NABU, the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine. It's their version of the FBI fighting corruption. The agency Joe Biden created is the one that recommended reopening the case because they found new financial records that indicated there might be money laundering in the company going back to 2010 and all the way through the time that Hunter Biden was on the board. And so that's how it started. And there's a fallacy that's just simply not true. President Trump couldn't have asked for something that already had happened on its own inside Ukraine. That puts the lie to Adam Schiff's entire case. And I think senators caught on to that when Pam Bondi made her presentation. And there have been a lot of senators I've talked to in the last week saying, boy, we didn't know that. This cuts the whole case. And I think you can see from the senators' reaction, all those swing senators are voting for acquittal, that those points finally got through when the president and got to make his first defense.
You seem like a very tuned-in guy with your ear to the ground in Washington, D.C. If my thinking is right, I believe every swing senator has come out and said they're voting for acquittal, except for I've heard nothing about Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Any idea what Romney is doing?
I don't. I would be surprised if he didn't vote for acquittal, given the base that he has to support in Utah. I think he made his point with his witnesses, but I think at the end of the day, Mitt Romney's most likely place to come down is, I didn't get the witnesses, and based on the record without the witnesses, there's not enough here to convict the president. And so I think he'll join the party probably when we're all done. And the real question is, will a couple of Democrats cross over? And I think you saw some soundings from
Joe Manchin
that I really watch. And I'll tell you, two other Democrats to watch, Doug Jones in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
If he thinks he has any chance of winning re-election there, and I think that's pretty slim, but if he does, he'll vote for acquittal. And secondly, keep an eye on Kristen Sinema in Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
Very tough vote for her to vote for conviction. And I think, you could see her splitter vote, which is vote for acquittal on one charge and vote for conviction on the other. But she's another person to keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, I think she's hiding from her real philosophies in life because I studied her, and she was an extreme, extreme out there liberal to the point of socialist, to the point of hating America, to the point of making Arizona citizens because they're too conservative. She basically called them idiots. That was when she was younger, 10 years ago.
Then she
gets elected to the U.S. Senate, and now she's trying to be a moderate, right in the middle, and trying to show she's not too extreme. These people are hiding what their true views are. So she's another one in a very tough fight, for staying a U.S. senator in Arizona, and she's just trying to look like she's, playing with the Arizona people. She's kind of in between and fair and balanced like Fox News.
So yeah, I don't believe what she says. Such an important bellwether in the 2020 election, whether McSally wins and how Trump fares there, will say a lot about what will happen to that region of the country for the next 10 years, whether the Trump economy and the concept of Trumpism takes over Arizona. And I think that that's going to be one of the bellwether states to watch in November.
All right, last thing. We don't have too much time left, but I want to ask you about your laptop that was stolen. Investigators are looking into efforts that someone was trying to extract your Russia and Ukraine scandal documents. Is that true? Is that really what happened?
Well, we know my car was accessed without the key. Someone got in, was able to pop the locks without my key. They took the laptop. They opened it up twice in an effort to try to get information off it, but they ended up running into the security provisions and countermeasures I had on the laptop. And thankfully, they, based on the evidence I have from the security firm that looked at my laptop, they didn't get through, and they ultimately dumped the laptop where I could track it with a GPS and pick it back up. So I got it back, and it looks like it was not exploited, but there was an effort to open it up a couple times, and looks like trying to do some nefarious things, but at the end of the day, everything has worked out okay, so I'm very grateful.
But you can't, John Solomon, you can't imagine this is some ordinary criminal, burglar, carjacker, or whatever. You can't imagine that, right? They don't go for someone's laptop, and if they do, they sell it. They don't care what's on it. Nobody cares what's on it.
And they dumped it, right? They left it on a picnic table outside in the weather in Washington, D.C., and they left some AirPods that they could have traded in for some big money. So, yeah, I know it seems suspicious, but at the end of the day, I'm going to let the police do their job. They're good at what they do, and I'm just grateful that they weren't able to exploit the laptop, and I can get back to reporting, which is what I most importantly like to do.
All right, you better be careful and watch yourself, my friend. I don't want you getting Seth Rich, if you know what I mean. Be very careful. Hillary has a long list of enemies. All right, John Solomon, thanks for all you do, man. You're a hero. Very courageous. I'm sure there's people out there that don't like you very much. Be careful. Thanks, John. All right, how much time we have left, Chris? 30 seconds. All right, look, when we get back, I'm going to tell you all about the State of the Union, because President Trump has carefully chosen his guests for tonight's State of the Union. It'll be our last segment. We get cut off early tonight because they're doing a preview of the State of the Union on Newsmax TV. So coming up next, my preview of the State of the Union before their preview of the State of the Union. Dueling previews up next. Wayne Allyn, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. country ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Democrats have some mess in Iowa, huh? Some mess. Great email I got from one of my fans named Wolf in the break. He said, or she said, I don't know if Wolf's a he or she, I assume it's a he, but it could be a she, Iowa may be a dry run for what the socialists are planning for November. Love your show, Wolf. So, you know, look, a lot of people are nervous that what happened in Iowa could happen anywhere and everywhere in the country. You know, massive disruption, inability to count the votes, someone playing with the counts. Because you know Mayor Pete didn't win Iowa. He's Mayor Cheat. The people that like Mayor Pete were running the count. And the people that like Mayor Pete ran the app. And the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, offered to come in and test the app to make sure it was running correctly. And they denied them and said, we don't need your help. We don't need you. Get out of here. And then it imploded and embarrassed everyone. As Ted Cruz said, Democrats want to run the healthcare system, but they can't even count who stands under a sign in Iowa. All right, the president and the first lady have announced their special guests for his third State of the Union tonight. He's got Stephanie and Junia Davis, African-American mom and daughter, schoolgirl, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's in the fourth grade. She loves art and math, but she has been assigned to low-performing schools her whole life. And her mom, Stephanie, is a hardworking single mom who tried to apply for a tax credit scholarship, but due to Pennsylvania's Democrat governor vetoing school choice legislation, Janiyah remained among the estimated 50,000 students on the wait list. It's what I try to tell people every day. You are condemning inner city kids. You're talking about you love minorities? Democrats love minorities? You're condemning inner city kids to a lifetime of ignorance and a lifetime of poor performance and a lifetime of poor pay and a lifetime of disappointment because you keep them in crappy public schools run by communist public school teachers unions. How do I know they're communist? All across the country, teachers unions have endorsed Bernie Sanders for president. That tells me they can't even add 2 plus 2. They think 2 plus 2 equals 1. They can't even add. This is who's teaching your kids. So everybody who's a good parent, who's a responsible parent, who's a caring parent, wants to get their kids out. Every black parent wants to get their kids out, just like every white parent wants to get their kids out. But they won't let you. They will not give you school choice. Democrats are beholden to the teachers' unions. Trump also has Kelly and George Hake, or maybe it's Hake, I don't know how to pronounce it, H-A-K-E, from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Kelly was at home with her one-year-old son, Gage, when she learned her husband, Army Staff Sergeant Christopher Hake, or Hake, had been killed while serving a second tour of duty in Iraq. And guess who killed him? He's hit by a roadside bomb supplied by Iranian terrorist leader General Qasem Soleimani, the guy that Trump took out. And I'll bet she is happy that Trump took him out, just like the whole military is happy. And then we got Jody Jones from Farmersville, California. On December 17, 2018, Jody's brother, Rocky Jones, shot and killed by an illegal immigrant in Tulare County, California, and the criminal alien who committed this brutal murder had previously been arrested for violent crimes and had twice been deported, arrested in December 18 for the sixth time, but because of California's sanctuary state policy, released from jail, and a few days later went on a 24-hour reign of terror. Reminds me of what just happened in New York, my old hometown, where I grew up my whole life till I was 27 years old, birth to 27. They wouldn't deport a guy. They wouldn't hand him over to ICE. And that young, I think he was 21 or 22-year-old, illegal immigrant, raped and murdered a 92-year-old woman. Just happened a month ago. Why can't we sue the politicians who pursue sanctuary policies, who defend illegal aliens, who go on to kill someone? You're responsible. And guess what? New York, test case. They're suing Mayor de Blasio. They're suing the city of New York. The estate of this 92-year-old woman is suing. Great news. But I think President Trump should get involved. It's time to perp walk these politicians out of City Hall, out of the city council chambers, and bring them straight to jail, arraign them, indict them, put them in prison. Of course, in New York, it's no bail. Everybody gets out. These people are aiding and abetting murderers, rapists, carjackers, home invaders. Great choice of guests tonight at the State of the Union. We're headed now to the special Newsmax preview of the State of the Union, my show abbreviated tonight, but we'll be back right here tomorrow. Wayne Allyn Root, War, Raw, and Unfiltered. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. God bless.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Mayor Pete is feeling pretty good as the Iowa caucus results are finally coming in.
But results are in from a majority of precincts, and they show our campaign in first place.
Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders are leading the pack of Democratic presidential candidates with a little more than 60% of Iowa precincts reporting. President Trump set to deliver his State of the Union address on Tuesday night. Democratic Senator from Pennsylvania Bob Casey on what he hopes to hear from the president.
The president's job tonight at the State of the Union is to bring the country together. It's not time for demonize and divide. It's time to bring the country together on a range of issues. Now, it doesn't mean he won't necessarily refer to the impeachment process.
Casey speaking there on Fox News, and Macy's announced they're closing over 100 stores, which means 2,000 people will be out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
Brain Ellen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, we're in a war, baby. My name's Wayne Ellen Root. You know the famous saying, if you want peace, prepare for war. We're not on Newsmax TV right now. We're only on USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station, KBET, 790 AM here in Las Vegas, and stations all over this great country. Because they're doing a preview of the State of the Union on Newsmax TV, but I'm doing a preview of the State of the Union right here on USA Radio. Let's go over some of the guests tonight of President Trump. All right. Kill the music. Gosh. You love that music, Chris. So, President, First Lady, now special guests. And by the way, we'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you are a radio listener, especially a radio listener in Las Vegas, I haven't heard from you in a while, this is your chance. Not on TV. There aren't thousands of people calling you once. And it's a chance for you to get on with war. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Some of the guests in the State of the Union, if you're with me on TV, I mentioned Stephanie and Janiyah Davis, a African-American mom and her daughter, fourth-grade daughter, who is stuck, relegated in a crappy public school because Pennsylvania's Democratic governor vetoed school choice legislation. She's on a waiting list with 50,000 students. Everybody wants to get out. See, the teachers' unions put a gun to your head. You have no choice. They won't let you out. If only I could do that as a private sector businessman. They're always criticizing me, liberals, but you know what the joke is? I can't put a gun to anyone's head. But government puts a gun to your head. The IRS puts a gun to your head. And you know what else puts a gun to your head? Teachers' unions. Public schools. Your kid has to go to a public school unless mom and dad is $20,000 a year pre-tax. That's $40,000 a year for your kid to go to a school. Not even college. College is $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 a year. There's no middle-class family in America that has $20,000 for a public school kid to go to private school. So few people have that kind of money. And you know what I find? You know what the irony is? I find many, if not most, of the people who send their kids to private school are liberals. And you know why they're liberals? Because when I went to Columbia, I found out the delineation, the Mason-Dixon line between liberals and conservatives. Every kid I met who was like me, I'm a son of a butcher, blue-collar kid from the wrong end of the tracks. Wrong side of the tracks. And all the kids I met at Columbia, there were very few. There were the handful of kids who were blue-collar children like me. They were all conservatives. And all the kids I met who were liberals were little rich, pansy, spoiled brats with silver spoons in their mouth who'd been handed everything from the day they were born. Lucky sperm club, we call them. If you were born rich and never had to work for your money, you're a liberal. If you're born poor or middle class or working class, and you understand how hard it is to make it, you're a conservative 9 out of 10 times. So the kids who get to go to private school all have rich parents, and the parents, all of them inherited their money from mommy and daddy. How the hell does anybody have, say you have 3 kids, you would need $60,000 a year pre-tax to send 3 kids to private school. That's only in a place like Vegas where I live. In New York City, it's $60,000 a year per kid. So if you have 3 kids, it's $180,000 a year pre-tax. You have to make $1 million to $5 million a year to afford private school. And you don't make that kind of money. In New York City, there's a few people, you know, Wall Street guys. But most of the people are all little rich, spoiled brats. They all went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton. And mommy and daddy endowed a building. And now they have kids. And their kids have no problem going to private school because mommy and daddy, the grandpa and grandma pay for it. They got $20 million in the bank. And they're retired. And they're either going to give it to the kids or they're going to give it to the government when they die. So they might as well give it away now. So it's all rich kids who go to private school. Little rich spoiled brats from liberal parents who were spoiled Lucky Sperm Club kids themselves. But average working class people can't afford $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year per kid to go to private school. It's a sin what we're doing to kids in this country. Kelly and Gage Hake or Hake. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's H-A-K-E from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Kelly and Gage's husband and father, respectively, Staff Sergeant Christopher Hake, died on his second tour of duty in Iraq, killed by a roadside bomb supplied by Iranian terrorist leader Qasem Soleimani, the guy that Trump ordered him to die. Good job, Trump. The American people are behind you, and I can tell you this much. Kelly and Gage are behind you. Their father and their husband was killed by a roadside bomb because this scum, Soleimani. I hope you're dancing in hell right now, Soleimani, and the burning fire is eating at your butt as we speak. And that's the rest of your life. The fire will never leave you behind, you loser. Paul Morrow from Montgomery, Alabama, African-American, United States Army veteran, started a successful contracting business. Today, building a new concrete plant in an opportunity zone in Montgomery, Alabama. And that plant will help several brand new F-35 jets. It'll help support them that are stationed in the region. Good job, Paul Morrow, African-American. Good choice, President Trump. Jody Jones from Farmersville, California. His brother shot and killed by an illegal immigrant who committed this brutal murder, even though he should have been outside the country. He'd been deported, he came back. And then got arrested for the sixth time, but because of California sanctuary state policy, released from jail. And he went on a reign of terror, killing and robbing and murdering, and killed 51-year-old Rocky, leaving behind a precious daughter and four brothers. Trump's guest, Deputy Chief Raul Ortiz, Hispanic guest. And by the way, I don't want to judge people based on what color they are, but you know what? Democrats do it every single day. Everything's about who's white and who's minority, who's a person of color. So I'll do the same thing. Obviously, Raul Ortiz is Hispanic. He's a deputy chief. He's protected America's homeland for nearly three decades. He's with U.S. Border Patrol. Before that, U.S. Army. In 2019, became chief patrol agent of the Del Rio sector. Made him responsible for all Border Patrol operations in 41 Texas counties, including 210 miles of border between the United States and Mexico. Guy's gotten award after award after award. Recently, he was promoted to Deputy Chief, U.S. Border Patrol, second in command for more than 20,000 agents and professional staff. Trump's guest. Here's another guest. Tony Rankins from Cincinnati, Ohio, African-American. Served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. Suffered from PTSD. Became addicted to drugs, lost a job and his family, ended up in prison, ended up living out of a car. A company called R Investments helped train Tony in carpentry, painting, brickwork, and other construction trades. Today he works in an opportunity zone in Cincinnati, Ohio, and his new job has helped him overcome drug addiction and reunite with his family. Trump really going after minority voters, people of color. He's going after them on their own ground. He's taking the offense. Robin and Ellie Schneider from Kansas City, Missouri. This couple is this woman and her daughter, white, so it's not an African American or a minority of any kind. But the daughter Ellie was born at just 21 weeks, 6 days. 21 weeks. Wow, that's 5 months. One of the youngest babies to ever survive. With the help of an incredible medical team and the prayers of her parents and the community, Ellie kept beating the odds, exceeding milestones, fighting for life. Today she's a happy, healthy 2-year-old who brings endless joy to her mother and their entire family. And I assume the point of that is abortion is a terrible thing. We don't want abortion. This child's 5 months old, survived. So when you abort 5-month-old babies, you're killing living things. And finally, this one really hurts. This one really gets me emotionally. Ivan Simonovas from Caracas, Venezuela. Ivan was the chief of police in Venezuela's capital city and considered the nation's top cop. Imprisoned in 2004 for protecting protesters against that piece of garbage, communist Hugo Chavez. Because he protected protesters, he was held in captivity for nearly 15 years by the Chavez and Maduro regimes. He escaped from Venezuela in 2019, was brought to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where immigration agents welcomed him to the United States. Wow. Let's give him a standing ovation, the longest one of the night. Ivan Simonovas, Caracas, Venezuela. Can you imagine one day your chief of police in the biggest city in Venezuela and the nation's top cop, and because of politics, they can beat you, they probably raped him, they probably let people in to rape him, held him in captivity for 15 years, they probably tortured him. They probably gave him no hope and said you're in jail for life because you disagree with Chavez and Maduro. That's what communists do. And he escaped. And now he's welcomed to the United States by immigration agents. And he will be an honored guest of the President of the United States at the State of the Union. How wonderful. How wonderful. Great stuff. Great stuff. Democrats are in so much trouble. They're on the run. Mayor Pete wins in Iowa. Can you imagine that they're counting it as a win, but everyone knows it's not a win. They're calling him mayor cheat all over the internet. Mayor cheat. It's a complete loser. And the people who run that, that system that crashed are not just friends of Mayor Pete. They're friends with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. There's something very, very wrong with the vote count in Iowa. Very, very wrong. And I'll talk about that when we get back. That'll be what I'll end the show with. Vote count in Iowa. Somebody cheated Bernie Sanders again. And the same people that cheated Bernie Sanders did not want Joe Biden to win, because I know Obama hates Biden. Come on, he was his vice president. He had a chance to endorse him. He's the front runner. He's raising all the money. He was ahead by a mile. And Obama never endorsed him, won't go near him. It's like Joe Biden is nuclear. Like you'll die. He's radiating radiation. That's how much Obama hates him. So they're trying to stop Biden and they're trying to stop Sanders. So all they got left is Mayor Pete. And they probably in their minds, they know they're going to lose by a landslide. So, you know, put up the gay guy. Put up the gay guy. That must be what the Democrats are thinking. Put up the gay guy. He'll lose by a landslide. Then we'll come back with a real candidate in 4 years. Is that what they're thinking? Because let's face it, Democrats are the real racists. They're the ones who really don't like minorities. And I think they're the ones who don't like gay people. I think gay people are great. I want them to make money. I want them to prosper in Trump's America. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, we are not on Newsmax TV during this half hour. They're doing a State of the Union preview. My show was cut a little short today. We did only the first half hour of the show, but the second half hour is on USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station, 790 in Las Vegas. Good time to mention a great sponsor for both radio in the past and right now TV, Joe Williams. Dr. Joe Williams, great friend of mine. Everyone in Vegas should listen because he is a board-certified MD, one of 200 doctors in the world who's a diplomat of the American Board of Hair Restoration. If you're a guy and you have thinning hair, or you're going bald, or you are bald, if your bald is a cue ball, this guy's amazing. He can make you look great again, he can make you look young again, and he can make your hair thick again. I've known him for 20 years, a good friend of mine. I've seen all the pictures of all the people he has he's made look young again and amazing again and hair thick again. If you're sick of wearing ball caps and comb-overs, this is the guy for you. And I say this on Newsmax TV, and he gets calls from all over the United States and all over the world. But if you're listening right now on 790, this guy is in Vegas. So everybody else is flying from all over the country and all over the world. You are right here in Las Vegas. He's in your backyard. If you're listening in Reno, he's in Reno as well. He's right in your backyard. And he guarantees his work. He guarantees he will revive, restore, and rejuvenate your confidence by getting you a head of hair you'll be proud of. And he's so confident he'll deliver what he promises, he offers a free Vegas vacation to anybody coming in. So if you live in Vegas, you go, well, I don't need a Vegas vacation. I live in Vegas. Well, if you already live in Vegas, he's going to give you the amount of money you would have spent on your trip and take that off of the price of the hair restoration procedure. So go to vacationrestoration.com to see his incredible work with your own eyes, or call 888-357-0888, 888-357-0888. You know you've always wanted to do it. You want to look good again. You want to look young again. You want your hair to be thick again. Check out Dr. Joe Williams, vacationrestoration.com, or call 888-357-0888 from anywhere in the country, but especially if you live in Vegas. Trump's going to award Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in the U.S. It's amazing what kinds of things annoy liberals. There's about six liberals who love to send me emails five times a day saying the stupidest things you've ever heard, like they're five-year-olds. They're little five-year-olds with a dunce cap in the corner. And they don't ever say anything intelligent or worthwhile or significant. They say stupid things. And all six of them today have sent emails saying, President Trump is giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Rush. How stupid, how disgusting, how disgraceful. Why doesn't he just give it to you, Wayne? All six of them have the same stupid thing to say without knowing each other. Six total strangers, which tells you liberals all over America have been triggered by Trump giving this award to Rush Limbaugh. Let me tell you something. If Obama's president and Rachel Maddow announces, I'm dying of stage 4 ovarian cancer, Obama gives her the Medal of Freedom as one of the most famous, wonderful liberals in America. And I'm not happy about it because I'm thinking she's a liberal. What? Why is she getting the Medal of Freedom? But I'm going to let her get it. I'm not going to stop it. I'm not going to write letters to my congressman. I'm not going to write letters to Wayne Root about it, saying how silly it is. But Rush Limbaugh has, for 31 years, been the number one radio host in America. So it doesn't matter if he's conservative, liberal, libertarian, whatever the hell he is, he's a conservative. But that's not the point. He's one of the most successful entertainers in the history of radio, in the history of America. Last I checked, he makes $80 million a year. He's the most famous radio host that has ever been on the radio for the last 30 years. And one of the top 10 paid entertainers in America, every year for the last 30 years mostly. So of course he deserves an award, a Presidential Medal of Freedom, one of the most interesting and famous characters in America, and a hero to millions and millions of conservatives. We don't really care if you're liberal and you hate him. What's that got to do with anything? If I hate Rachel Maddow, if she gets an award, does that mean she can't have one? Just stupid. And then I told you I was going to mention the Iowa caucus again. Meet the billionaire behind Iowa's disastrous voting app, Mayor Pete backer Seth Klarman. So that's the guy's name, Seth Klarman. He's a Mayor Pete lover, and he was behind the whole thing, and Mayor Pete just happens to win when he wasn't doing that well in any of the polls. He was in third place in the polls. And then the tech firm whose half-baked app cocked up the Iowa results, this is a headline I'm reading from Zero Hedge, is run by ex-Clinton and Obama staff. So it's not just that they love Mayor Pete. Here's what I think they're doing. They want Mayor Pete to win because they hate Bernie and they got to stop him. And they hate Joe Biden and they got to stop him. They know Elizabeth Warren's never going anywhere. And they know that this guy is like likable and he looks like, Mayor Pete looks like he's 12 years old. He's got the face of a 12-year-old on Mayberry RFD. And they know he's not going anywhere. So they'll just give it to him and then tell him to be a nice boy. And maybe in 4 years or 6 years or 8 years, we'll help you get the nomination. But in the meantime, keep the seat warm and keep Sanders and Biden out of it. And you just sit there as the placeholder so that Hillary can jump in at the convention. Did you ever think about that? That's probably where this is going. Because the people that botched the Iowa caucus, it's run by former staffers for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and Obama's presidential campaign, as well as Google, Apple, and former DNC employees. So it's the company's called Shadow Inc. The app was created by Shadow Inc., which was acquired by the Democratic Party for website development. So these are the people that destroyed Bernie Sanders in Iowa, when you and I both know he won. Wayne Allyn Root, War. See you tomorrow. God bless. Great State of the Union. Coming up.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.